sixthly and lastly, the cosmic going for refuge. So what do we mean by this? It sounds rather grand. This word cosmic is quite inspiring. But it's really quite simple. The cosmic going for refuge refers to the evolutionary process. Refers to the process of the lower evolution and also the higher evolution. Well, let's recall our evolutionary studies. What comes first? The amoeba comes first, and then, sometime later, of course I'm telescoping, comes the mollusk. Then we have the fish, then the reptile, bird, mammal, and then finally, in all his glory and misery, there comes man, Homo sapiens. And if one looks at this process, what does one see? Well, one sees a going for refuge. Because each form of life aspires to develop into a higher form, the next highest form. It goes for refuge, as it were, to the higher form. Now, this may sound to some hard-headed scientific people impossibly poetic. But this is in fact what one sees. In man, the evolutionary process becomes conscious of itself. And this is what we call the higher evolution. And when the higher evolution becomes conscious of itself, that's the going for refuge, in the sense of effective going for refuge. So through the going for refuge, especially, in our case, through the effective going for refuge, we're united with all living beings who also, in their own way, in their own degree, on their own level, in a sense, go for refuge. All living beings go for refuge. The flower goes for refuge. The tree goes for refuge. The bird goes for refuge. I don't want to, as it were, sentimentalize. I feel we're perilously near that, perhaps. So let's stop there and just say, the cosmos goes for refuge. And this is what I've called the cosmic going for refuge. So the going for refuge is not simply a particular devotional practice. It's not even just the threefold act of individual spiritual commitment. The going for refuge, we may say, is the key to the mystery of existence itself. And it's therefore most important that we understand at all its levels the meaning of going for refuge.